GreatSuccess.com. Father, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, because we know that you brought us here today to empower us, to change our lives, to transform us, and to bring us to the path of prosperity, to the path of destiny. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that no one will return back the same way. Grant everyone an encounter they will never recover from. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. The topic remains the wells of water, timing, recognizing and maximizing opportunities in life and destiny. So let me do a quick recap of what we've done over the past few weeks. So we started this series about 3 weeks ago. We started with the wells of water, people, and we saw how important people are in maximizing opportunities. And destiny is a collection of opportunities that we maximize. So people stand in a great place there. That's talking about relationships. And then last week, we also looked at places. When you have people, you have places. If you're in the wrong place, you will always meet the wrong people. If you're in the right place, you have more chances at meeting the right people. So places are also important in destiny, and we saw how important places are. Jesus told Peter and the other disciples that cast your net to the right side of the boat. Why the right side, not the left side? Because in the kingdom of God, places are important. So today, we will be diving into this episode also, which is called The Wells of Water. And then the focus is timing. You can have the right people in your life. You can be in the right place. If you don't fuse both of them together at the right timing, we will still lose our place in destiny. We saw Jesus angry with them, telling them, you missed your time of visitation. And then there was a story of a man who had been sick for about 38 years. This man will sit beside the pool of water. And that pool, it's been known that for several years, an angel will come and stir up the water. And then the first person to step into the water is the one who becomes healed of whatever sickness they had in their life. And this man was saying, I had nobody to pull me in. So we could see the importance of people there. This man was in the right place, but they had no people. He had no person in his life to push him into the pool. If he had somebody in his life to stand in gap for him, he wouldn't be in the situation. Other people that had people had them pushed into the pool, or whichever way they had help. So he was in the right place. He had no people, but he was seeing the right timing coming and going every time. So we see that opportunities in life, destiny is accomplished by the fusion of timing, people, and places. So we must never play with our relationships with people, because people will be used by God. God said, give. You can give to God, you can give to people, but how it comes back is through people. He said, give and it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, however, it will come through people. He said, shall men give to your bosom? People will give it. So we can't trash our relationships and expect everything to work well. You can't say, I'm in the right place. God said, this is my place. Fine. God said, this is the right timing. Fine. But what about the people? So that is why we must make sure we relate with people. The most unpredictable element of the fusion of opportunity is people. You can't predict them. However, you can also still predict them. How you relate with people, how you treat people, will determine whether you will be able to make people come to your favor when you need them. And we will always need people. That's the truth. We will always need people. People are important in our lives. So, timing is one of those things that no one can really teach you. That's the truth. So imagine, I don't know if you've experienced that before, but I've experienced it over and over again. I have very intelligent friends that they seem to know everything except timing when it comes to dancing. How many people have met people like that before? maybe put a thumbs up in the chat. They just dance wrong. Like, the beat is moving at a particular pace and rhythm. However, they are moving too fast. They are just moving to the right, left, right, left, when they are just supposed to move to the right and within some seconds move to the left. I don't know if there's any principle of teaching people that thing, because all the people I know, they are intelligent. They seem to know every other thing, but when it comes to reading in music, they just can't flow with it. They are just moving at the wrong timing, and that's how life is for many people. They just can't seem to understand when to move into marriage, when to move into a new job, when to move into a new business. And as you know, every business idea has a timing. For example, if I have the idea of, oh, I want to be the fastest typist in the world, who cares? You can type with words now. You can just call Google, hey Google, or Alexa, or all these other things. Just speak to them, they will type for you immediately. Right now, one of the ways I type fast is I just record. I just start talking. I do a recording. Even Slack will immediately give me a transcript of everything I said in my recording. So why do I need somebody to type fast for me? And that's how timing is. Nobody can really teach you. You have to know the timing. However, we'll still get into more details later. Timing is super, super important. When we miss some times in our lives, some seasons in our lives, sometimes it's almost impossible to get some back. But we know that with God, He's the one who restores times and seasons. So we know with God everything is possible. But the best thing is not to miss those timing. The best thing is not to miss the timing that God has created for you and I. The time to do things. So Jesus warned the Israelites in quote. He said, woe unto you. He started saying all negative things that would happen to them because they missed the time of their visitation. They thought everything was supposed to go in a particular way and things were supposed to go in another way. They thought the king that will come to them, the Messiah that will come to them, will come with sword, will be like maybe Samson, will be so strong that will take over from the Romans. However, God had a different plan. They missed the time of their visitation. And that's what Jesus was saying. I warn to you, all these negative things are going to happen because you missed the timing. May we not miss the timing in Jesus' name. Which aspects of life need right timing? Marriage. If you want to get married, there's a time to flow into it. Business. If you have a business idea, there's a time to flow into it, or else you will come too late. Okay, for example, like I mentioned before, somebody says, oh, I'm good at typing. I'm like, who cares about typing? Everybody can type now. It used to be something that some people had as their job. They even go to school to learn how to type. I mean, you graduate from school and you know you're a secretary. You don't need to go to school to be anybody's secretary now, except for some special cases. But just to type on a computer, you don't even need to learn typing. Just go there, you type. After a while, you start learning it. Business, your idea that God gave you, if you don't move in right on time, you'll be shocked that in the next 2 months, 1 year, you see somebody else doing the same thing, the same plan. Somebody else is executing it. Ministry. God has given you some ideas to reach people for Christ or to make other Christians' life better. And then you are waiting and waiting. Before you know it, somebody else will be doing it and they will invite you to the same event that you are supposed to be the one championing. Children. Many of us are late in life because our parents probably were not discerning enough to guide us into some things. The responsibility of parents is to guide their children. From when your children are young, you should know, oh, this one has a flair for arts or science or music or something, and begin to train them in that way so that by the time they are ready to decide, they are strong enough, they are equipped enough to go that way. It's our responsibility. What other aspect of life needs time? Education. Some things, if you don't learn it now, do you know many of our parents struggle with social media, with phones and all that. They can't just use it like we used it. Why? Because that thing is moving so fast beyond what they learned during their time. So it's difficult for them to keep up. That's where timing is important. If there is a skill for you to learn, now is the time to learn it. Don't keep procrastinating. And as discussed earlier, opportunities come through people, through relationships, and it happens in places. However, like I said before, what binds these elements together is right timing. If you are supposed to meet someone by 12 p.m., if you get there by 12:30, the person may have gone and you may never meet the person again. Or another thing happens, and I know this happens in business. For those in business, you know that. If a lead is just somebody who is interested in learning more about your business, who wants to say, okay, how much are you selling something? I want to take an action. They are just showing their intention. They have not taken any action. They are showing their intention. And it's been noticed from experience that if you contact people within the first 5 minutes of them reaching out to you, you may double your sales than when you contact them after 1 hour. You can see that 5 minutes, 1 hour can make the difference. Why is this so important? Timing. When somebody is curious about learning about what you do or about anything, if you don't move in at that time, it may be lost. The same thing even in the ministry. If you are preaching to someone, when you are supposed to lead them to Christ, you start telling other stories, they may just be gone. There's timing. Timing in everything. Opportunities are gone like that most times because we miss the timing. Places, timing, and people. So what are the scenarios to consider about timing? Don't work too late on your business idea. If God gave you the idea, ask Him for the timing and move at that time. Sometimes problems in our lives come in weed-like form. Pastor E. Adeboye said sometimes ago that when some problems start coming up, for example, headache, most of us have enough faith to pray on headache and it should go. But sometimes we just leave it. All we do is the physical aspect. Let me just take an over-the-counter drug and it will be gone. Sometimes these things are symptoms of much deeper problems in our system. But we can still use prayer to suppress them down because our faith can carry that. But we just take these things with levity. I know people that just had dreams, demonic dreams, that they were being fed in the dream. Demonic, that you ate in the dream, is not every time it means something spiritual, but some are just spiritual things. This person ate in the dream, someone I know, and just took it with levity. The remaining part of that person's life was nothing to write home about. He was full of sickness till the end of his life. And when it was too late, he now started mentioning that I had a dream sometimes ago that I was eating in the dream. And that was where the problem started from. Like I said, it's not every time somebody eats in the dream. If you think too much about eating, you watch movies about somebody making a delicious cake, you can dream that you are eating cake. But some things like that are just demonic. So what am I saying? Let's bring it to physical things and more relatable things. Maybe in marriage, you are always having arguments about a particular thing. And you allow this thing to grow and grow and grow, it can lead to the end of that marriage. In business, you are beginning to see symptoms that all your clients are complaining about the same thing. And you're like, oh no, let them go somewhere else. Okay, before you know it, you may not have clients again. Because they are telling you, this is the most important thing in your business. These problems are small, but you miss the timing of fixing them. And you just allow these things to grow and grow until they came out of hand. Some things need to be done at the exact time, or they will never be done at all, or they will never be done right again. May God empower us to be able to do things at the right time in Jesus' name. So how do we harmonize people and places at the right time? How do we bring together people and places? You know you're in the right place. You know the right people are there. How do you know when to put it together? The only way I know that guarantees accuracy without regrets. There are many things you can do that will bring success, but they can bring regrets. The Bible says, God is the one who grants success without sorrows. So the only one I know is being sensitive in the spirit and discerning the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You have to be sensitive in the spirit. Some things are just going to come so weak, but it's still God talking to you. Sometimes the speakings of God will come so strong, you will know this is God. Sometimes so weak, just like a flicker of light in darkness. However, as a child of God, we must still be able to discern. Elijah has always been hearing God, and there was a time he had to go to a cave. He had to pray there, and when God would speak, there was a loud thunder. There was no God in that thunder. There was lightning. There was all manner of things, fire, everything. God was not there. And when God was going to talk, he started talking with a still, small voice. may we never miss that still small voice when it comes. Sometimes you just see that everything about you just starts saying that this is the right time to do this thing. It's time to pray and decide. Number two, how do we know how to harmonize people and places at the right time? Learn to know the signs of the seasons. You can learn from the Word of God and especially from past experiences how to discern seasons. Seasons always point to timing. Seasons will tell you that this is the right time. There will be signs. For example, how do you know this is spring or autumn? The leaves start growing again. How do you know it's winter or Harmattan? Everything becomes dry. That's telling you some things are about to happen. This is the time to plant. This is the time not to plant. This is the time to do this. Seasons can show you. For example, if you have five friends who are into the same career and all of them are pulling out to go and do business, it doesn't mean you have to follow them, but it's time to ask questions. Ask them questions. Ask yourself questions. What should I do? Should I stay in this place or move? Because that's a season around you. It doesn't mean it is the time, but it can point to the right timing. What are the enemies of right timing? This is where we dwell more today. Number one is procrastination. When you keep procrastinating, you know this is the time to do something, but you procrastinate. I will do it tomorrow. I will do it next tomorrow. By the time you come back, there may not be people there again. The place may have changed. Right timing is only important when the people are there and the place is there. Have you ever gone to a place before and everything has changed? They have moved. The previous office has moved. Someone else is there. It's still the place. You went at the right time. In fact, it's the opening hours of the new place. However, the people have already moved. So, procrastination is one of the enemies of fulfilling destiny. Don't procrastinate. When you know this is the time to do something, especially something that has to do with your destiny, move at that time. Number two, naivety. That is the lack of experience. It's one of the enemies of right timing. Just because you don't know how to discern the times and seasons, it's the lack of experience. How do you overcome that? Learn to ask questions from people who have gone ahead, people who have done the same thing you want to achieve. If you learn from them, you will be able to discern your own time quickly. For example, when I wanted to get married, it took me maybe 10 years longer than I should get married than I got married. Why? Lack of experience. I was just a Christian, a church boy in quotes, always going to church and all that. But when it got to the time of marriage, I just didn't have the experience. I know this sounds simple, but it's not simple for those who don't have the experience. I met one brother in the church and he said, "What's your problem? Why are you not getting married? You this man. Why are you wasting time?" And then he started telling me, "Hey, when you see somebody you're interested in, this is what you should say. This is how exactly to tell them you are interested in marriage and not just in dating." And trust me, in 1 year, I met more people who are eligible, in quotes, to be my wife than I've ever met in maybe in the past 20 years of my life, because somebody just said, "This is what to do." And I just took it and I did what he said. Number three, enemy of right timing is demonic and satanic influences. The devil moved David to start counting the people of Israel. That was not the timing of God for that. And he suffered very well for it. Sometimes the devil and Satan just want to move us to move at the wrong time. See, if you move too fast or you move too slow, it will still result in errors. So the devil either wants you to move in a hurry or you move too slowly. But when you have the Holy Spirit on your side and you are listening and you are sensitive, you will avoid the demonic influences. And how do you even know demonic influences? Fear. When fear comes, just know God is not there. When fear is influencing you, relax. It's time to get the devil out of the way. If God wants you to do something promptly, it won't come with fear. It will just come with urgency. There's a difference between urgency and fear-induced action. The devil will infuse fear into you to say, "Oh, you will lose this opportunity if you don't move now." No. God will say, "This is the time to move." And he may even show you the consequences. Sometimes he doesn't show you, just wants you to obey. But let's know that one of the enemies of right timing is Satan himself. Then number four, ignorance of the gravity of the consequences of missing the right timing. Most times you just don't know the consequences of missing the right timing. And the only way that I know to avoid that is just listening to the Holy Spirit every step of the way. If he says move and you move, move right and you move right, you don't even need to worry about consequences because you are in the right places. Number 5, the pressures of life. The pressures of life, I want to pay my rent, I want to pay my mortgage, I want to buy a car. The pressures of life can make us miss the right timing. Sometimes we move too fast, sometimes we move too slow. All my friends have bought a new car or a new house, so I must do it now. The pressures of life can make you miss the right timing. And may God help us not to miss our timing in Jesus' name. The grace for us to stand against the pressures of life may be released to us in Jesus' name. Another one is wrong priorities. When we have wrong priorities in life, we can miss right timing. So for example, if your priority is to grow and learn and you want to become, you may miss the timing of life. So for example, maybe it's just the time for you to humble yourself and learn under the tutelage of someone else. But you want to use that time to actually step out and become famous. Maybe it's not the time for you to actually become famous and come to limelight. It's just the time to learn. Let's see from the example of Jesus. As at 12, Jesus was questioning the lawyers, the learned people. But you know what? After that time, he humbled himself till he was about 30 years old. What happened within that period of time? It was a time of learning, not a time to come out. If Jesus came out before that time, he may have yielded to the pressures of life that the people wanted to make him king by force. But when he waited, he learned from God. He already understood everything God wanted him to do. By the time he was 30, he was just like, you know what? No, that's not my mission. He knew exactly what he was to do. Wrong priorities. Let's set our priorities right with the word of God. What other thing is the enemy of right timing? Past experiences of failure. Because you failed before, it may begin to prompt you not to move when you're supposed to move, or to delay your movement because you don't want to experience that thing called failure. I hate failure. Failure is very bad. I hate it. However, because you failed before does not mean you are going to fail again. So don't allow the past experiences of failure to hinder you from moving at the right time, because this is your time. What other thing? Past experiences of success. Because you succeeded before, it can also stand in the way. You may just be overconfident, saying, this is how I did before, let me do it. This is the time I moved before, let me move. No. See the example of David. There was a war going on, and God said, this is how you should move, and they moved. But David was smart enough. When the same kind of war came up, David did not say, this is how we did it, we should do it again. No. God said, you know what, this time around, just wait. When you see the wind blowing, then you can move. Then he moved, and he still won again. But some of us, because we've succeeded before, we depend on that success and we begin to move based on that. No, let's be sensitive to God. What other thing? Pride. Lack of godly humility. Remember I said lack of godly humility. Godly humility is obeying God at all times. That is humility with God. Obeying every dictate of scriptures. Whatever God says is wrong, is wrong. Whatever he says is right, is right. So, pride is when you begin to move away from what God says. It is one of the enemies of right timing. And assumptions also. You just assume you know what is right instead of taking time to find out the details that are required to do the right thing. So let's take assumptions away from the way. Don't even assume anything in life. Don't assume you understand what your wife said or what your husband said, because he may be saying something else. Don't assume. And because of that, you know, sometimes in marriage, you're just so angry. This is what they did. And you interpreted it from your own angle and start acting in the wrong way. That's wrong timing. But if you took time to understand what they meant, not even what they said, what they meant, and under what circumstances they said it, it may make a lot of difference. Then what other enemy? Distractions. Social media can just disorient someone, and then you wanted to do something right now and you just end up not doing it. Distractions is one of the enemies. And then another thing is popular opinions. Because everybody said this is right does not mean it's right. Do you know how many people crucified Jesus? Maybe 99% of the people. And then you have another 1% who only believed. And everybody thought it was wrong. So, because everybody says something is right does not mean it's right. And because they said it's wrong does not mean it's wrong. Let's check the Word of God and check our spirit, the Holy Spirit. And then lastly, wrong association. If three of your friends lack vision, you may be the number one on the list. Because we will always be like our friends. If you want to, you know, this is what will happen. Your friends will either pull you up or drag you down to the pit that you all are together. So one way to escape that is find another kind of association to pull you out of there. If all your friends are going towards the path of sin, you will see yourself there. Because even if you want to move on, they will tell you what's wrong with you. Come back. They will pull you back. But when you get a higher association, they will pull you up to where you want to be. And that's the end of the episode today. Let's learn more. We have an episode that is dedicated on times and seasons. There are four of them. Episode 68 to 71. It's called Times and Seasons, Common Sense Guide to Recognizing and Maximizing Them. The Word of God says, mercy prevails over judgment. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, let your mercy begin to prevail over every judgment that is there right now or pending judgment in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. Restore all the years. Job missed some years, but Father, you restored everything to him in double folds. Father, restore everything in the name of Jesus. Restore everything, Lord, speedily in the name of Jesus. And Lord, grant testimonies upon testimonies that by next week when we come, we will have definite testimonies along this line and other lines in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining today. I hope you have all been blessed. So, it's the end of the episode today, and that's where we'll be ending it. And remember, invite other people next week so that they can be a part of this. I'll be sharing the topic of the next episode with us. So, thank you so much, everyone, for coming. Hope to see you all next week.
The good success has come.